The Internet Archive went under siege. We're going to talk about this organization. We're going to talk about the good it does, sometimes the harebrained ideas that it does, a few tangential things, and then we'll talk briefly about this breach and their resolutions. Welcome back to Switch to Linux. If you like this type of content, please feel free to subscribe to the channel and boost our algorithm with a like and a comment down below. And today we did want to discuss the Internet Archive a little bit. This is an absolutely amazing organization with an absolutely amazing mission with a couple of really stupid harebrained ideas. However, those ideas do not justify the even stupider idiots who decided to attack them, due mostly to their own ignorance, which is very interesting. So, of course, just as a brief summary, the Internet Archive has existed for a number of years, and it is seeking to produce an archive of the Internet, which is a critically amazing thing, especially in this time of people wanting to claim narratives that are objectionably false. Of course, we look back to 1984 and look at Winston's job was to literally change history. He would get some news article in his hand. He had to rechange the things, incinerate the old one, and send the new one out. So anyone who looked at old archives would see what the current narrative is. And anybody who claims to have seen something else can't ever find it again because those old things have been destroyed. Well, that's what the Internet Archive seeks to change. It will give us many snapshots of different websites, many snapshots of different services. I didn't pull them up because the state of the site right now is still a little bit chaotic, but my bigger channel, of course, I've had Switch to Linux here for, I think, around 8 or so years we've been running Switch to Linux. But the Christian work that I do, Our Walk in Christ, is way older. I've actually had that site online for over 20 years now, which is kind of shocking. You can go into the Internet Archive, look over the site, and see what I used to do on that site throughout the years. You can see the different style changes, the different CMS platforms I've used, the different ways the site has looked, the different content that we've had on it. And it's very interesting to go back sometimes and look. And that's really what the Internet Archive has given us, is this unchangeable history. Now, there have been reported cases of things that have been changed, altered, or removed. Some people allege that the Internet Archive has a sense of a political leaning, in which case will take down things that are not necessarily flattering to some parties. And I don't know if there's a ton of credibility behind that. Obviously, if something is clearly unequivocally illegal, they would probably take such a thing down. You're not going to go over there for your archive of CSAM, I hope. Obviously, if something, you know, clearly breaks laws of the nations, at least what most of us tend to agree with, I'm guessing some of that will come down. But as far as archiving the internet, they've done a really good job. Now, they have the Wayback Machine, which is kind of how they started archiving websites, but they also have the Internet, the Internet Archive, archive.org, which is a massive collection of old works. And there are some things in this world that would be completely lost without the Internet Archive. Some old games that are not developed anymore, not sold anymore, not available anymore, they have copies of. There's old books that they have gotten their hands on, and they have scanned these into digital documents that we can see. And there's, you know, music and image and other resources and assets out there that is very good. Now, this raises the question of copyright. Some morons will actually sit down and say, we need to abolish copyright altogether. No, we don't. That's a stupid idea. We do need to reform copyright. I will agree with that. Let me give you the basic example. We just released the book Code Red. I will provide a link for that down below. Right now, my link is going to Amazon. Eventually, I will have that linked to a page where you can find all the different places to pick up the copy of the book. That book took a year to write. and we'd put a lot of editing assets into it. And then the production of a book. Now, I handle my own production, which took several weeks to do. However, if I wanted to outsource that, it would cost thousands of dollars. I need to register the book with government agencies. I need to pick up an ISBN, which is not specifically cheap. And then I have to put the system out on distribution networks. If you want to say, we just need to abolish copyright, then I just spent a lot of money and a lot of time producing a collection of really good stories that if we abolish copyright, anybody could just take that and just give it away, do whatever they want with it, whatever they want. And if you take that incentive away from a person who's a creator, then you have taken away the incentive to create, and you will see the entirety of society collapse into, I don't know, let's just say something like the storyline behind Russia's 2112. You know, there's no music, there's no pleasure, there's no entertainment, there's no anything. There's just us and our sterilized world, and all we do is sit down and do our work, and that's all there is to it. No, the creative assets are the things that give us the spice of life. And if you abolish all copyright, then you are abolishing any ability to create, because I got news for you. Unless I got someone coming around here paying me an annual salary, I'm not spending the time to write books. Okay. I mean, I got news for you. Not that I don't enjoy writing books. And if I were independently wealthy, I might still write the books, and who knows, maybe even release them out to public domain. But as it is right now, I have bills to pay just like most of you do. So we do need to reform copyright, whereas a corporation should not be able to hold forth a copyright for all generations. We need something like what is happening in some of the software licensing systems we've discussed recently. If some service, like some software exists, or a game exists, or something exists and nobody's selling anymore, they stop the development of it, it should just immediately go public domain. But if there's still a resource to sell it, it should remain under copyright. And I like the older way of doing it. Let's say 10, 20 years or so after the life of the original creator. So my books are copyrighted, and for 10 to 20 years after I die, then the books will maintain that copyright, so that whoever I leave this company to, they have a start in their life to move on or decide what to do with it. And they might say, I just don't want to deal with this. Let's go ahead and release them to the public domain. I can do that if I wanted to. I could release them. In fact, one of the stories in Code Red was actually originally released in public domain. And if you're distributing that one, I'm not going to come after you for that. Even though I took down all of the instances I was hosting that on public domain, I'm not going to come after somebody if you do. Now, if you're trying to distribute the rest of the book, yes, we have the capabilities of doing that. And the fact is that copyright is important, but corporations, particularly Disney, have pushed copyright way beyond what it should. That I think if you're talking about a corporation, a copyright should only be allowed for maybe 20 years. After that, okay, you know what? You've had the opportunity to make 20 years. It's the same thing with patents, right? You patent something and it protects you from other people duplicating what you're doing and selling it for a period of time. And I don't follow patent law. Is it 7 years, I think, that after that period of time, your patent expires and now you can go ahead and other people can utilize that for their creative works. We need something closer to that. I think 7 years may not be enough, but I think 20 years definitely works fine. And that way, you know, Disney comes out with a movie, they can't hold a perpetual copyright for this thing for ad infinitum. Because at some point in time, things become so part of the cultural zeitgeist that we have to examine these factors. Now, this is where the Internet Archive did run into an issue with the Hachette lawsuit. This had to do with the COVID circumstances, and a lot of libraries around the country closed down. And so the Internet Archive says, well, all of these valuable books, we're just going to release them. Now, Internet Archive has always had an open lending library where if they had one copy of a book, they digitalized the book and then they would lend that out one copy at a time. If they had two copies of the book, they could lend out two copies of the ebook at a time. Now, what they said they were doing is all these other libraries work with them and lent them their copies so they could give out that many online at a time. I don't think that's actually what happened. At least according to the lawsuit here, what they basically said is that they created the National Lending Library, or the National Emergency Library, excuse me, it was called the NEL, and they basically pulled off the restraints of lending altogether for anything they had access to. Now, that did not cause a problem if we're talking about, I need to see the science article, I can't walk into my local library and get a copy of it anymore. The Internet Archive opening up the science journals to the National Emergency Library was a good idea. In fact, I think that everybody should be able to access all of those without having to go through the Internet Archive, because most of the research in those journal articles are publicly funded. We paid for them with our tax dollars. We should be able to get a copy of that. Now, if I want a printed copy, I need to pay for that. But the digital copies should be available for any citizen who has paid taxes to be able to get those. Now, if that's all they did, I wouldn't have any issues. The problem is that they created this National Emergency Library out of books that are still available to be consumed online in ways. Now, let's just talk briefly about a popular book comes out, you know, whoever the latest greatest author is, I don't know, I don't follow a lot of fiction. So you can't just walk into your local library and just grab a copy of that book. They might have 15 copies, but there might also be a waiting list of 100 people to get the copy of that book. And so it's not like they basically did the same thing a library could do, because you're not going to walk into your library and guarantee to get the latest and greatest book. You'd be a waiting list. What they seemed to do, though, is completely open it up, which allowed them to effectively lose this lawsuit, because publishers and authors were saying they're just lending out books that people could have gone to Amazon and bought for, you know, a couple bucks and give the author a royalty. Obviously, if the book is a modern in-print book that you could get from Amazon or you could purchase from some other way, the Internet Archive should not have been freely lending these out. And they were doing that, but to be fairer to them, they were really only doing it for a couple of months, because the internet company or the publishing companies came out and said, yeah, stop doing that. And they did after 2 months. Now, once they stopped doing it, they should have given we kind of screwed up. We're going to distribute to the publishers some money, distribute to your authors. Oh, that was bad. We just did something really stupid. But no, they pursued it instead. And then they went through lawsuits and appeals of lawsuits. They ended up losing the lawsuit. They ended up losing the appeal to the lawsuit. There was actually a deal they had with the publishing companies to make all this go away. But I think they ended up making really stupid decisions, trying to stand on the merits of what was clearly not a fair use case, and lost a lot of money. And the problem is that a lot of people who have donated to them, because the Internet Archive does really good things, they also did a really bad decision and cobbled up hundreds of thousands of dollars in a lawsuit that they shouldn't have even been involved in to begin with. And they're doing the same thing right now with the music industry. There's a $400 million lawsuit against the music industry. Once again, if they got music on there that is freely accessible, that is still copyrighted, stop it. Just stop it. Okay? We need the Internet Archive to survive. And it will not survive if it keeps making stupid decisions and keeps on getting dragged into court because they don't seem to understand what copyright and the purpose of copyright is. Again, we need to reform copyright. We need to have better clarity on it. We shouldn't have copyrights ad infinitum. There was, for example, one of the videos I used to, when I spun up Linux distributions on the earlier days of the channel, I used to test if the mute audio works. I mean, back in the earlier days of Linux, that may still be questionable, you know? So I just throw on some song. Well, one of the video I did, I'm like, oh, you know, just play this song. 5 seconds of a song, which is clearly fine under existing copyright law. And it was, and a guy who does not even produce music anymore, the CD, I bought the CD at a used secondhand store 25 years ago. And so I was like, well, that's our copyright. I'm like, I'm not going to fight you on it. Fine. I'm just going to cut that part of the video out. You know, it's like, I'm not going to bother fighting over that. It's just not worth it. That type of thing should not be copyrighted. Okay. It's one guy who released one CD as a passion project years ago, not involved in music creation. 25 years ago, I bought the CD. Nobody should be making a copyright claim on that. Now, we're talking about a band that is still active, yeah, that should still be copyrighted. No problems until the band dissolves, or, you know, all the original members have dissolved, or whatever the case happens to be. Internet Archive needs to stop doing stupid things with copyright. They need to stop saying, well, we got a copy of this. Let's just archive it and give it out to everybody for free. They need to stop doing that. Okay. Internet Archive needs to make better decisions. However, I don't want to see it go away. The Internet Archive this last week ended up suffering a data breach and a massive DDoS that effectively took things down. Now, it's unclear if the DDoSers are also the ones who breached it. We don't know that for sure. The DDoS is generally for attention, and the people came out as activists, and they were the world's stupidest activists, but they came out as activists. And as they come out as activists, they were bringing attention to themselves. Generally, a person who's going to be an activist in that case is probably not the guy that hacks the site. It could be, though. We don't really know a lot. I've not been able to find a lot about who has hacked them. But as far as people who have DDoSed them, which effectively the successful DDoS will take a site offline, at least temporarily. This is from SN Black Meta. And over there on their verified X page. Maybe we should stop that. They are under attack because the archive belongs to the USA. And as we all know, the horrendous and hypocritical government supports the genocide that is carrying out by the terrorist state of Israel. So effectively, this is Hamas or Iran or one of the 30 countries right now that's mad at Israel and believes that the Internet Archive is owned by the United States. Now, the Internet Archive is a nonprofit organization that just happens to reside in the United States. It's not connected to the United States government in any way, shape, or form. So, of course, this is just a terrorist group protesting the attacks by Israel trying to defend itself or whatever Israel is doing over there. That's kind of what they're saying. So these guys are morons. Maybe we should just find out who they are and just DDoS them off of the internet. I don't know. Whatever the case happens to be. But they're attacking the Internet Archive because they believe that it's owned by the United States government. So these guys are clearly idiots. All right. So a lot of people are responding back to that. Look, I'm not a fan of that either, but we need the Internet Archive to thrive. Do you really want the countless amounts of data to be completely wiped out of the internet over this? And by the way, the Internet Archive will probably archive things that are useful for that activist's cause. Just a thought. Maybe keep it around. So the Internet Archive founder did say that the DDoS attack was fended off. The hackers originally attacked the JavaScript library, which is why one of the reasons I'm just not going to the Internet Archive right this second. I want to see a little bit of clarification. Everything is working well. I don't need people manipulating other people's JavaScript libraries. Even though I have ways of blocking JavaScript, I'm a little leery about that right this second. But they did say that the breach happened. We don't know exactly who the breach is. Usernames, emails, and salted passwords were leaked. So if you do have an archive.org account, as soon as that site comes back online, you're going to want to get in there and change your password. And if you've used that password anywhere else, you're going to want to change that one as well. So, of course, Malwarebytes always has this block of text to copy and paste in, protecting yourself after a data breach. I just pretty much ignore that these days. So what we do know is that a DDoS attack came. We know hackers got in there as well. DDoS is from the activists. We don't know exactly who the hackers are from, but it is verified that 31 million records did indeed leak, verified by Have I Been Pwned. And so, as of right now, as of this morning, today, the Internet Archive is back, but it is back in a read-only state. So as of right now, the Wayback Machine is back. The Internet Archive itself, I don't think is back. The Wayback Machine is back. I know the article here says Internet Archive is back. There is a distinction between the two. Now, you cannot currently archive a web page. You can't send a page in for archiving. But what you can do is you can get in there and you can you can see the old archives. So the DDoS attack apparently was out. They said they have a provisional read-only manner. It's safe to resume, but might need further maintenance. So it's possible the Internet Archive might go on and offline as they do other maintenance of the things that need to be done in the process. He says you can access the Wayback Machine to search 916 billion web pages that have been archived. You cannot currently capture an existing website into the archive. So this actually clarifies, or at least I believe clarifies, that some people are saying they deleted a lot of stuff. I don't think that was actually the case. It looks as though what people thought were deleted is they couldn't access pages, and that's because of the DDoS. I don't think anybody actually took down any of the old archives. I don't think that's the case. I haven't seen any information that would lead me to believe that. They did say they've been restoring the archive.org services in recent days, including bringing back the email accounts, the crawlers for National Library Services that were offline. And so they are going to examine ways to strengthen it against future attacks. A pop-up from the purported hacker claimed the archive had suffered a catastrophic data breach. Have I Been Pwned has confirmed that the data was indeed stolen. And of course, the other controversial thing is Google started adding links to archive their own pages, which is many people in the comments particularly are saying that that was really a scummy move by Google. I mean, basically saying, hey, let's just use this free third-party resource instead of utilizing our own services to do things. So that's what a lot of people are yelling at Google in the comments about that. But I do completely agree that the Internet Archive needs to survive. Now, they need to stop doing stupid things. They need to bring themselves back in line with it. They need to archive older things that are clearly public domain. They need to have a system in place to not find themselves as much in the crosshairs with books that are still available by the original, you know, producers and things like that. We need clarity on the copyright law. I am 100% agreement. We need to clarify the copyright law. We do not need to abolish it. Internet Archive does need to bring themselves back in alignment. They need to do a better job of working with industries and not spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in courts, even though sometimes the court cases do bring in a lot of attention. But some people are a little bit more leery at throwing money at a good service if they know that good service is just going to be spending it to fend off lawsuits on dubious practices. And so these are questions that we have to have. Now, as of right now, archive.org goes to this page here. You can get to the provisional read-only service for the Wayback Machine. Other internet services are temporarily offline, so you can't access any of those. Let me look at what's Mastodon. This is one of the things I do not like what Elon Musk did, is he changed the Twitter algorithm that if you go to X, to somebody's page, you no longer get a chronological feed. This is something he needs to stop, because it's actually quite important that people get a chronological feed. But instead, he's kind of giving us instead some of the most popular posts rather than the newest ones. In this case here, though, we do have a recent post, latest updates, backup, provisional manner, no save page yet, publisher. There's just other things. So again, this one's from September 5th. This one's from January 1st, September 14th. So, you know, we can't get a good archive anymore. So let's see if Mastodon does a better job. 2 days ago, latest update on DDoS. Data is safe. They've clarified the data is safe. Services are offline as we examine and strengthen them, but the Internet Archive staff is working hard. Days, not weeks, for the getting things back up. And thank you for the offer of pizzas. We are set. Awesome. Somebody's giving them pizzas. All right. A couple days ago, let's see. Some memes over here. Let's see. Videos, can't connect. Hitting refresh. My papers do. They don't know we're doing cleanup, making this. All right. Updates. Here's more updates. So we've seen that one there. DDoS folks are back. Knocked archive and open library.org offline. And an archive is being cautious and prioritizing keeping the data safe. Yeah, okay. Looks like Mastodon might be the best place to go for the most chronological updates. Elon, fix that. Come on. We need to be able to see things without logging in first. All right, so there's the current state on the Internet Archive. I do think we need to keep this organization afloat. But maybe we should put a little bit of pressure on them to stop doing stupid things. That's my thoughts. But the Internet Archive is a great resource. That is the latest we have as of this morning on the data breach and the status of the current services and the morons who decided to attack them because they thought they were attached to the United States government. I still want to make a joke right now, but I'm not going to in the interest of keeping things fairly neutral. With that, though, folks, thank you guys for watching. Once again, if you like this type of content, leave me a comment down below. Let me know. With that, thank you for watching, and we will see you all next time.